So, being the third week in ordinary time, and I know we do this every year, so I know many of you are attentive to this, but just to bring it up again, I think it's important just to notice that when we begin ordinary time after Jesus' birth, ordinary time kind of starts with Jesus' public ministry. So as he begins to go out, so a couple of weeks ago we heard Jesus' baptism, which we would say was the beginning of his public ministry. Last week we heard John the Baptist pointing out Jesus as he came into the crowd, into the town. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So John the Baptist is a prophet pointing out and lifting up Jesus as the Messiah, the one whom they all had at that time been waiting for. And today we kind of hear similar, where Jesus kind of steps out of Jerusalem up to the north in Galilee, and then now is coming back into Galilee, back towards Jerusalem, and is spoken as a light coming into the darkness. What I would like for you, hopefully, to be attentive to as we continue on in ordinary time, especially up towards Lent, of just recognizing how the light of Christ and the truth that he speaks and the people noticing and being attentive to what he is doing grows. My hope is that it's the same thing for each and every one of you, right? That every time that you come to Mass on Sunday, that you become a little bit more attentive to the Lord, to Jesus, that you become a little bit more open to living in his light, that you recognize that you're here to be forgiven for your sins. And what are we resisting as we come? And I think this is very important. So just as I spoke at the beginning of Mass, we're many times fighting fear or anxiousness. The fear of maybe what I will miss out on if I'm here at Mass. Maybe sometimes the fear of what will other people think about if they knew that I was here at Mass. Maybe sometimes just the fears of regular life. The fear of I'm going in the right direction. The fear of realization, well, if I'm praying, is Jesus really hearing me? That anxiousness to want to be heard. Many times we move out of fear or anxiousness. You belong here. This is your home. We should have no fear when we are with the Lord and in his light. And just kind of leave you with a particular, maybe, example that was at least helpful for me. Because I think throughout life, we have to reclaim a new light or a new place of comfort. I can remember for myself very vividly my first day of school when I was growing up and my parents dropping me off, and that was just a huge moment, a sense of you can't leave me here. I remember crying. I remember running after them. I remember in some sense to say, when I was with my parents, I felt comfort. I felt no fear. I knew I was taken care of if I was with them. And now you're leaving me somewhere, and you're my security and peace, and you're not going to stay here with me, was a huge new learning curve for me, right? I mean, my parents knew that I would be okay at school. They knew I was going to learn. They knew it was going to be good for me. But for me, that was where I found my peace and security. That was where, in some sense, I didn't have any fear, and now they were leaving me. How can you do this? But of course, as time went, you know, I recognized the teachers were nice, people next to me were good, and in some sense, it became maybe a new light. It became a new place of comfort for me, a place that I felt secure when my parents dropped me off, a place that I knew that I could learn and grow. And of course, there was other activities that happened there that also I became afraid of and struggled with. And that's a normal part of life. And then even too, I can vaguely remember being introduced to Jesus Christ and growing with him in my faith formation classes and other people whom I met who knew Jesus. And then recognizing that he also became a place of security, a place of peace, and a new light for me as well. And it takes time to become comfortable with a new light, a new person, and a new place. And so my hope and my prayer for you is that you recognize that your ultimate peace in a place of no fear or anxiousness or worry is with God. And clean to let go of times that you've been hurt Let the Lord heal those particular places and those wounds, and cling to him. Follow him. Let him be your new light. Let him be your new peace. Let him bring healing and peace to your own life. Without fear, we follow the Lord. Without fear, we trust in what he asks us to do and to lead us, just as we hear the new disciples, as Jesus called them. Amazing the fear that they might have felt of leaving behind the work they were doing. But there was something new in Jesus' voice. There was something new where there was no fear. There was no pretentiousness. There was no anxiousness or worry. They had found really what their hearts had desired. So they followed him. And Jesus continued to bring healing and peace to the world.